Now, due to the anonymity of the internet, true attribution is difficult. Unless you pay for a static IP address with your service provider, your IP address will probably change due to the use of DHCP. It's common operating practice, but it can cause delays in finding who a hacker is because it takes time to coordinate with an ISP to determine who was assigned that IP at a specific time and date. And then you consider that hackers will use proxies and compromise computers to hide their tracks. Following the trail presents challenges since necessary search warrants need to be procured, and timelines are actually shortened because log files are quickly overwritten. That's even if they're collected. And then you may have foreign coordination involved if foreign IP addresses are involved with the attacker's trail. Some countries that will not coordinate with the US, there's like China and Russia. If you want to cease all host nation coordination, that would do it. Also, launch points like South Korea are commonly used because everybody has broadband connectivity, but there is very little security implemented.